I'm excited to share with you one of our latest sales management products to help you increase your sales coaching and leadership effectiveness. Called the Coaching Cube, this 2.25-inch cube is constructed of dense foam material like that used in traditional stress balls and has printed on each of its 6 sides a critical coaching concept to share with the members of your sales team. This small cube has been designed to sit on your desk as a reference coaching tool to be used by you, the sales manager, to help stimulate additional selling ideas and plans that can help you coach and lead your sales team to increase selling effectiveness, a strengthened competitive selling advantage, and overall selling success. The Coaching Cube is made of this squeezable soft foam stress ball type of material, so it's safe to be tossed around your office to help motivate and energize your sales reps' thinking and selling actions. By displaying the top 6 most critical coaching ideas or suggestions, the Coaching Cube is meant to sit on your desk as a reminder to help you think of additional ideas that can improve your team's selling opportunities and multiple step plans. It can also be used to help stimulate your sales rep's strategic customer planning. Next time a coaching session or account planning meeting with one of your sales team members stalls due to a lack of new ideas, toss the Coaching Cube over to your sales rep, asking them to pick a side and tell you what they think they can do to help fulfill or achieve the idea being offered. Each of the 6 sides of the Coaching Cube offers a critical coaching suggestion or idea. The first side of the 6-sided Coaching Cube focuses on being more proactive and asks the question, "Can I stop reacting and start initiating?" The majority of sales professionals are only reactive in their selling efforts. How many of your people wait for a customer to call or request for a price quote to come across their desk before they start selling anything new? The first and most fundamental concept of increasing your competitive advantage and uniqueness begins with you initiating instead of just reacting or responding to your customers or prospects. Are your reps proactively prospecting for new opportunities? Are they proactively searching out new selling opportunities within their existing customers? And are they proactively looking for ways to expand their customer contacts by getting higher, wider, and deeper within their customer's political organization? What percentage of their selling days do your sales reps spend being proactive in their efforts instead of just being reactive by only responding to requests or identified problems? The more of an initiator you can become instead of a responder, the more of a competitive edge you're likely to gain. After all, success in selling has never been based on your being the most responsive firefighter, but instead success occurs when you can become the most proactive arsonist in your market. The next side of the Coaching Cube addresses thinking multiple moves ahead by asking, "Can I think and plan more moves ahead?" Most sales professionals are selling like the Hilari bird we've talked about. Remember the Hilari bird, the 3-foot bird who lives in 4-foot grass and spends his whole life saying, "Where the hell are we?" One of the easier ways your sales team members can increase their competitive advantage is by thinking, planning, and initiating more moves ahead than either their customers or competitors. Your responsibility as the leader of your sales organization is to help each team member think and plan more moves ahead than they've been in the past. Your job as their sales manager and leader is to lift them above the 4-foot grass to help them see where they need to go, and then help them identify the best path to accomplish their goals. A great way to help your team think and plan more moves ahead is by constantly asking them, "And then what?" When a rep is talking about their plans with a customer, after they've identified what they want to accomplish, then ask them, "And then what?" This key coaching question can help them extend their thinking and planning efforts to hopefully think, plan, and implement more moves ahead than any of their competitors. After all, if you and I are playing chess and I'm only thinking one move ahead, but you're able to consistently think and plan multiple moves ahead, how many games will you win? Well, of course, you'll win them all, as long as you keep thinking and planning more moves ahead than I do. So how many moves ahead are your team members thinking, planning, and implementing at their customers? Another side of the Coaching Cube focuses on being more tactical by asking, "Am I following my multiple-step selling process?" How many moves ahead are your sales team members thinking and planning with their selling process? A key responsibility of a sales manager is to lead their entire sales team in the definition and consistent implementation of a defined multiple-step selling process from the time you identify a new selling opportunity until you have a signed order. But the vast majority of sales teams have no defined multiple-step selling process, and each member of the sales team continues selling their own way, with their own unique process, and with no coaching, guidance, leadership, or feedback. What can you do to help your team define, follow, and ultimately keep refining your selling process so your entire sales team can become more focused in their multiple-step planning, more efficient in their selling efforts, and more effective in their sales results? The third side of the coaching cube centers on being more strategic by asking, have I communicated my value and uniqueness? The toughest single question for any sales professional from a customer or prospect is when they ask you, why, based on all the competitive alternatives available to me, do I want to buy from you? But the majority of sales teams have no clearly defined and refined response to this type of question. Another critical responsibility of a sales leader is to help their entire sales team develop and utilize a single response to this question, so your entire sales team and the members of your sales support team all are able to communicate a consistent and effective definition of your value and uniqueness. Want to check out how your team is doing with your strategic positioning and messaging of uniqueness? Go up to several of your sales team members, one at a time, and ask each of them how they'd respond to a prospect or customer asking them, why, based on all the competitive alternatives available to me, do I want to buy from you? If your sales team is like most of the others, you'll discover that each member of your team has a completely different set of responses, and most are more generic than unique when compared to how the rest of your competition answers this question. But it doesn't have to be this way. You can lead your team in the efficient and effective identification of how and why you're different and of more value to your customer than any of their other competitive alternatives. Branding is based on customer predictability. The more consistent your messaging of value and uniqueness, then the stronger and more consistent your company's and product's brand will be perceived within your markets. Think your team can improve and strengthen their ability to communicate a stronger value and uniqueness within their prospects and customers? The next side of the coaching cube deals with being more politically aware by asking, can I get higher, wider, and deeper with my customers? Most sales professionals only have one or two main contacts within their customers. Though your reps keep talking about how stable their larger customers are, you'll likely discover that most of their accounts are only stable because of one or two key relationships. You can test this concern with your various sales team members. Ask a rep who their main contact is at one of their top accounts. Then ask them what would happen to that account and their business there if that person was no longer responsible for making these purchases. For most, they'd either lose the business or at a minimum have to go in and completely resell their account to all new contacts. One of the ways you can increase your competitive advantage and positioning within your customers is to get higher, wider, and deeper within your contacts at that account. How can your sales reps get higher, calling on upper management, higher than they've been calling before? How can they get wider? By calling on more departments or divisions besides the one currently buying from them. And how can they get deeper within the account? So they build stronger relationships with multiple people within the department or division they're selling to. So if someone leaves or is promoted, they can still keep the business and all the relationships in place and away from your competitors. Getting higher, wider, and deeper will also help you be more solutions and customer focused instead of just product focused by helping your sales team understand the importance and value of spending more time calling on users, influencers, and executives in addition to the current buyers or decision makers most reps only focus their time on now. Think getting higher, wider, and deeper within your important customers could help your team increase their competitive advantage and uniqueness? And our last of the six sides of the coaching cube addresses being more value-focused by asking, am I selling lowest total cost instead of lowest price? A direct result of this last economic recession has been to make buyers much more price-conscious in their buying efforts. But just because your customers are price-focused doesn't mean you have to be the lowest price vendor to win their business. The key to selling today is based on you communicating and validating how you and your company won't likely be the lowest price, but can prove to be their lowest total cost. Customers have never been price-focused. Buyers today, even under these more financially pressured buying environments, focus on identifying and evaluating competitors against who will provide the most value and lowest total cost to them and their business. But if buyers search the market talking to a variety of competitors and see no real difference between competitive products, and hears all of the competitors saying and promising the same things as they explain how their company has the best products with the best service at the best price, well, if all of these things are perceived as being equal by the buyer, then of course they'll select the vendor with the lowest perceived price. But you can have a higher price and still win the business. The job of a sales professional is to communicate such a differential on value, quality, risk, and responsiveness that their customer will buy from them even when they have a higher price. The reality of all selling is the more differential on value I can communicate and prove, then the more differential you, the buyer, will be willing to pay in price. If the customer still only buys based on the lowest price bid, then either your sales rep didn't do their job of proving enough increased value and uniqueness to justify your higher prices, or your sales rep should have walked away from the account at the beginning as soon as they discovered the buyer wasn't putting any value in your offerings of uniqueness and value, or was announcing they'd only be selecting lowest price vendor proposing. How can you help your sales team shift their focus from only trying to sell based on lowest price to now selling on lowest total cost? And what can you do as their sales leader to help them strengthen and quantify their customer references and financial justification that can help them prove they can ultimately be their buyer's lowest total cost alternative? Look how these six critical sales coaching concepts can increase your sales team's focus, multiple-stepped account planning, and ability to communicate and prove your competitive uniqueness and value. The bottom line of selling is the more of these six coaching concepts you can think and apply with your customer or prospect, then the more of a competitive advantage you'll gain within your markets. You can order your copy of the Coaching Cube for only $9.95 plus $3 for shipping and handling by either going to our website, pancero.com, that's P-A-N-C-E-R-O.com, or by calling Paul Pyle and my team at 800-526-0074 and selecting extension or option number 2. Volume pricing is also available and is listed on our website. As the manager and leader of your sales team, we know you're good. Now the question is, are you good enough and creative enough to utilize the Coaching Cube to help strengthen your sales coaching effectiveness and leadership with your sales team? Thanks for listening.